Check.
There we go.
Good evening and thank you to our media partners for joining us. I'm Stephen Sapp, the Director of Community Relations and a spokesperson for the City of Columbia, Missouri. We're holding this press conference to share new information with our community in connection with the exploratory dig at the Columbia landfill in relation to the 2006 disappearance of Megan Schultz. On August 4th of 2019, Keith Allen Comfort turned himself in to the Lake Geneva, Wisconsin police and made voluntary statements to them implicating himself in the murder of Schultz, who was his wife at the time. Comfort indicated that he disposed of Schultz's remains in a garbage dumpster in the 1700 block of Almelia Street in August of 2006. The Columbia Police Department, in conjunction with the City of Columbia Utility Solid Waste, began exploratory dig on Monday, September 9th, in an attempt to find the landfill locations in use during the period of time that Comfort indicated. Through the use of aerial or annual topography, Solid Waste was able to narrow down the area to a 14-acre section of the more than 100-acre landfill site that was used in 2006. Through the use of operating records, those 14 acres were further narrowed to a 3 to 4 acre site most likely in use in August of that year. During the exploratory dig last week, detectives were able to locate dated items in the landfill. With finding some dated materials, the goal became to define boundaries for further exploration. I would now like to turn this over to Columbia Police Chief Jeff Jones. I would ask that you please hold your questions to the end.
Good evening. We have an important update to share with you tonight, and I appreciate you all coming on short notice. During our continued exploratory dig at the landfill today, we found what appeared to be human remains. We've been working with a professional anthropologist who confirmed that what we found is, in fact, human remains. The remains and evidence located with the remains are consistent with what we expected to find when looking for Megan. We cannot say with certainty that these remains belong to Megan Schultz. To identify remains, extensive testing, DNA testing will be needed, and it's a lengthy process. We've been in constant communication with Megan's family, and we keep them in our thoughts and our prayers as the identification process proceeds. The family has requested that media not contact them and give them time to grieve and process this new information. As you recall, the point of the exploratory dig was to identify the areas at a landfill that were used in August 2006 by looking for dated material. The dig will continue with the hope that we find additional evidence that will assist in the investigation. I want to extend my thanks and appreciation to the CPD detectives. Sergeant Moscato is here. The officers, as well as the solid waste utility team and the sewer utility. The work's been emotionally and physically draining for those involved. It's been hot in the 90s. They've had to wear protective equipment in very poor conditions. It's truly been a team effort, and hopefully we find evidence for a case to bring it to closure for Megan's family and friends. As always, we're asking for anyone that has information regarding Megan's disappearance to please contact the Columbia Police Department at 874-7652 or Crime Stoppers 875-TIPS.
You found items consistent that made you believe it was Megan Schultz. Can you expand on that? Was it clothing? What did you find exactly?
Clothing is part of that, yes. I'm not going to expound any further.
Jewelry, hair.
There are items consistent with finding Megan.
The crews were wearing protective gear. We spoke about this last time when you announced the dig. Was there any difficulty? Obviously, it was difficult, like you said, being outside in that gear, but was there anything? Can you talk about that process and if you ran into any issues?
Mr. Sorrell is here, and I'll let him talk about that. He spent the time out there. I want to emphasize that, you know, it's been hot. There's exposure to heat and the elements and all of the things that you may find at a landfill, things that you don't know about that are in the landfill. And people from not only the police department but from solid waste were very determined to find Megan. And they have been very diligent and deliberate in that effort.
Did you speak with Megan's family personally?
I have not yet.
Okay. If you haven't gotten any sense from the officers and detectives that have, it's 13 years in the making, what kind of reaction did the family have?
I'm going to leave that to them. That's personal to them. I will tell you that the detective and the family have a very personal relationship, and they've grown to have a good rapport with each other.
Just real quick, you talked about all the effort and work that was put into this. Why was it so important for the department and the city to build the land bank vice mayor?
Well, you know, we talked the first day at the landfill, and most of us have children, and none of us, including the city manager, were comfortable with that being the resting place of a child. Somebody's child was there. That's one part, and the other part obviously is the criminal prosecution. But we all have families, and we all felt that we had a duty and a responsibility to try to find Megan and bring her home to her family.
I might have missed it, but was there an exact time and date when the remains were found?
Part of the late notice is approximately 3:30 this afternoon when the first portion of those remains were found. There was some additional work that was done after that and really continued close to the time of the announcement of the press conference.
Can you speak to the status of the remains and the condition?
We are obviously 13 years is a long time, and the remains are in poor condition. They're heavily decomposed, but we are making every effort to treat those remains with dignity and respect, and we have turned them over to the medical examiner's office and to their care.
Mr. Shrell?
Yes, you asked about safety issues that we experienced. I would say probably the greatest challenge we had was the temperature and trying to keep people from getting overheated in the process of doing that. Staff did wear protective equipment that we discussed previously, the Tyvek suits, rubber boots, steel-toed shoes. We ran into sharp objects and just some generally unpleasant materials. One item of asbestos that we had to properly handle and address, but generally the heat was probably the most challenging piece of the exploration.
How do you handle the shifts? How often were they working?
We just work one shift a day, just normal working hours.
And Chief, if I could have you just, again, you maybe reiterate some information. What's next for this? You mentioned DNA testing. Is this investigation from the police department standpoint over now that these remains have been found?
No, we have more work to do. We'll continue tomorrow. Obviously, this was an exploratory dig. We were digging trenches in an effort to locate the boundaries for a more extensive excavation. And in finding those dated materials, they were still trying to determine two boundaries that they felt comfortable they were getting close to, but still had not reached those boundaries. So there's more excavation to do tomorrow to try to find anything else that might be there. And I don't want to say we'll be done tomorrow. It's our hope that we're done tomorrow, but it could go longer. And then as a part of this process, obviously the DNA testing and those forensic exams that we talked about will take place. We have an evidence technician that has been present
throughout the excavation, just looking at the materials. And she, along with the detective, Detective Sergeant, will have a lot of work to document and categorize evidence that we've located and make sure that we have the best case possible to bring justice for Megan.
As far as those DNA tests, are those, is that a days, weeks process? How long do you think that would take?
That would take weeks.
Are you guys able to show us where on these diagrams?
We were trying to locate boundaries of the area where we might do a larger excavation. So we had worked about 50 feet north of there in an east-west direction and kind of found the boundaries on both those. And we were trying to find north and south boundaries. And we found it this afternoon as we were looking for a southern boundary.
I will tell you that I have a lot of faith in the people who are out there. I have rarely seen that kind of determination in anyone. So I think we all had faith that we would find it. City manager and I spoke this morning. He felt like they would find it. Mr. Sorrell has been confident from the beginning that he had the skill and ability and the resources and his people to find it. So although we didn't know what we would find today, we were really looking for dated materials. It was no surprise to us that we found it. Just the level of effort put into this by these people were inspiring.
I remember you mentioning that everyone that was working the part of this dig was doing so on overtime. Was that correct?
Not everyone.
Not
everyone?
Okay.
No.
Any level of frustration that it took 13 years to find it?
It can be frustrating in a general sense when we don't have the information that we need to move forward in a case. And this is an example of getting that one piece of information that we needed in a community coming together to find it. And when you find something like this in a case like this, all of that fades.
Any other comment on what you hope to accomplish in the coming weeks and days?
We just want to make sure that we're thorough and complete, and we show as much dignity and respect to Megan and her family as we can through this process, and help them through it the best that we can.
I'd like to thank everyone for attending tonight. I do want to let our media partners know, as we had promised, we have kept you updated throughout the process of the search for Megan Schultz. As new information arises, we will fulfill our promise, and we will continue to reach out to you when we have new information. We appreciate your patience with us and your restraint while we did this very important work. And, of course, we thank you for attending tonight and helping inform our community about this important event. Thank you very much.